supposed to be his friend. This year should be a special class for Aminorim Marasi Shehichu. Susser be Yosef Tzvi, Ben Marasana Miriam, Susser be Avram, Ben Marasana Miriam, and Susser Naomi Sarah, Bas Marasana Miriam. We're discussing the end of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShanah based on the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik. It was published in the Pardes in Shabbat in the year 1944. Afterwards in the Kovetz Chedushei Torah, afterwards in the Igros Gurin HaLevi in Bichos Kiddush HaChodesh, and also in the Shiurei HaRav and Maseches Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Amud Beis. So those are the sources. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Aleph writes, Kol she'amarnu mikvias rosh chodesh al ha'ri'iya v'ibur hashana b'nei hazman v'nei hatzarach einosa nosa l'Sanhedrin sheberetz Yisrael o beis en hasmuchin sheberetz Yisrael shenit lem Sanhedrin reshus avuzman shein shem Sanhedrin beretz Yisrael en kov mechadosh v'eibar mishana v'lechosh ben zeh shenachin mechashim bo hayom. So the whole idea of establishing a rosh chodesh al pi ha'ri'iya and having an ibri or a leap year because of a certain need is only the Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael is allowed to do that, or a Beis Din HaSmuchim Sheba Eretz Yisrael that were given there of Smicha, and they were given Rishus by the Sanhedrin. So if they want to be Koveya, Zachodesh Al Pi Re'iya, or they want to make an Ibriyor, they want to make a leap year for a certain need, so the only ones who can do this, who can be Makadesh al Piri'iya, are either the Sanhedrin or Beis Din HaSmuchim. But if there's no Sanhedrin, Beis Din HaSmuchim is given Rishus by the Sanhedrin. If there's no Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Kviyas HaChodesh, there's no Ibur HaShana, based on the Re'iya, just al Pi Cheshbon. Make a Cheshbon, and that's the Cheshbon that we have today, and it's all already figured out. There's no surprises when Rosh Chodesh today. Today's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and there's no surprise, we knew full well Rosh Chodesh Shvat was around the corner, because it was on the calendar. Ukein dvarim elu kasev haRambam b'sefer haMitzvos, mitzvah kuf nun gimel, umuvur b'das haRambam shekiddush haChodesh v'ibur haShana nimsru lebeis din haGadol davka. So we see b'das haRambam that kiddush haChodesh and ibur haShana were given specifically to the beis din haGadol, the Sanhedrin. Only they have the capacity to do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana. Kedas HaRambam Vur Gam B'Mechilta Huva V'Hasagas HaRamban T'Mitzvah Kuf Nun Gim Rav Yoshi Omer Minayi Torah Meshein Rabbetz HaShana El Bezen HaGadosh B'Rishalayim T'Hamad Lomer Rishon U'Lachem Dabru HaKol Adas B'nei Yisrael. And the Ramban understands that this drasha is talking dafka bizman Sanhedrin Agadola b'Yerushalayim, because it says, "How do you know that you're only ma'abir the shana based in Hagadol b'Yerushalayim?" And then they bring a pasuk. So the Ramban is understanding, the Medrash is understanding the pasuk to mean that when do you make a leap year? Only if you have a base in Hagadol Shebi Yerushalayim. L'chora, the understanding of this drasha is that Moshe Rabbeinu is instead of the 71, because it says Rishon Ulechem L'chodesh Hashana Dabro Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. God is talking to Moses. So where's the base in Hagadol over here? Do you see a base in Hagadol? I don't see a base in Hagadol. So the answer is that Moses is in place of the base in Hagadol. Like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin on page 13b. Mizeh shenemar Achodesh hazeh lachem dafka, and from the fact that it says Achodesh hazeh lachem, it would appear shenimsera lemoshe rabbeinu dafka inyan kiddush achodesh vibur shana. So it says it's for you, and God is speaking to Moshe. So therefore the inyan of kiddush achodesh and ibur hashana was given over specifically to Moshe, because Moshe is in place of the 71, like the Gemara says. Omemela Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana is given dafka to a Beis Din of 71, either Moshe b'mkom the 71 or the actual 71 of the Beis Din. V'chein mevur b'Sanhedrin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph she'ein ma'avrim b'Sashana v'chein yirtzen nasi, unless the nasi of the Jews wants there to be a Ibor Shana, you're not Ma'abir the Shana. Well, from the fact that it's Talui in the Nasi, we see from this that Be'emes it's Masr the whole based in Agado. Because the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, the president, the leader of the Sanhedrin, has no more chashivus on the other Chavrei HaSanhedrin unless it's something that is given over to the Sanhedrin, because they appointed him as being their head. He's the Rosh Ala Sanhedrin. So in matters pertaining to the Sanhedrin, so he's the man. But if it's this Nasi, and therefore he needs his Rishus. But if it's not Nogat at all to the Sanhedrin, Chora, there's no Chashivus, there's no preference for the Nasi of the Sanhedrin over anybody else. So from the fact that you need his Eskama, it must be that this Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh V'Ibur Shana was given to the Sanhedrin. Also, we see in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah 31b that Hiskin Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai Shafilu Rosh Beis Din B'chol Makom Shlo Yo'edim Hochim Ela L'makom Havad, meaning that Rabbi Yishuv and Karcha there in the Mishnah says that there was a Takan Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai that even if the Rosh Beis Din that the Ikar Mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh is Tluya Bo, like we see in the Mishnah on 24b, Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh 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 Cholon Rachon Mekudesh Mekudesh. So even if he is B'chol Makom, even if he's somewhere else, meaning away from the Moshev of the Beis Din HaGadol, the Eidim only come to be made Al Chiddush HaLevana to the Makom Havad, to the Makom Kavua of the Beis Din HaGadol, and they testify in front of them. And Sanhedrin is going to be Makadesh the Chodesh without the Rosh Beis Din. Yonasan Milunil writes that if the Rosh Beis Din was close, so they sent to him, they text him to come on over. But otherwise, not necessary. So you see from here that the Ikar Hadin Min HaTorah is that the Chalos Kiddush HaChodesh is given over to the Nasi. Is that what, that's what Rashi says there in the Mishnah, that the Ikar Kiddush HaChodesh is totally in the Nasi, totally in the Rosh Beis Din. But from the Takana of Yechonim and Zakkai Ve'eilach, they don't go to him, they go to the Makom Havad. So Ikar Adin Min HaTorah Hu Shachalos Kiddush HaChodesh Masr LeNasi Rak Mitakanas Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai Ve'eilach, you don't need that the Nasi should be there. But Al Kopanim, it's totally in the Beis Din HaGadol, it's totally in the, and ideally the Nasi should be there, and even if he's not there, we can still manage, but it's totally in the Beis Din HaGadol. Another raya that Kiddush HaChodesh is given dafka to the Nasi in the Sanhedrin, from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on page 25a, Atem afilu shoygigim, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu mutoim, that even if you make a mistake, even if you're in error, even if you purposely make the wrong day Rosh Chodesh, it still holds, still works. Umitoch halacha zu nisbat la kiddusha shel Rabbi Yoshua af shehaisa kiddushaso amitis, and therefore they are mevatel the kiddush Rabbi Yoshua, because you gotta, it's totally in the Beis Din, even though Rabbi Yoshua was correct in making the new month. Why is the mistake in Kiddush HaChodesh doicha the true Kiddush? Hare Rabbi Yoshua gam kein haya manoi b'Sanhedrin ha-gedol avayochel ha-kadish ha-sachodesh b'shlosha mea Sanhedrin. So he could have been Makadish the Chodesh, this Rabbi Yoshua, with three other people from the Sanhedrin. He was also money to be in the Sanhedrin. So why were they doche the true kiddush of Rabbi Yehoshua? He had every right to be Makadish the Chodesh. He was Manu B'smith Sanhedrin. And he was able to be Makadish the Chodesh with two other people from the Sanhedrin. So why was his Kiddush no good? So the answer is that the whole Kiddush is Tali Dafka B'Nasi HaSanhedrin. The Kiddush Shelo B'Haskamas Nasi HaSanhedrin Afshehu Amitis has no chalos. You're right, it's very nice, but you don't have his askama. And if you don't have his askama, then it just doesn't work. So from all of this, it's Muchach Kedas HaRambam that you need for the Chalos Kiddush HaChodesh, you need a Nasi and the Beis Din HaGadol. And that it says in Bracha 63a that Gadol HaDor Kamim Mekadesh LeChodesh Ma'avad Hashana B'chutz La'aretz, even though you need Beis Din HaGadol Be'aretz Yisrael Levad, like the Rambam writes, Lechora, that's only got to be the Maisa HaIbur that can be done in Chutz La'aretz. But the Chalos, the Maisa HaIbur is in Chutz La'aretz, but the Chalos HaKvius is totally in the Beis Din HaGadol B'Yerushalayim. In other words, Bahaskamas HaBeis Din HaB'Yerushalayim Efshe LeKadesh Al Yidei Gadol HaDor B'Chutz La'aretz. Aval Haskamas HaBeis Din SheB'Yerushalayim is the Iker that's Po'al L'Chalos. Yes, the Mice is done in Chutz La'aretz by the Gadol, but you need the Haskama of the Beis Din HaGadol SheB'Yerushalayim to activate this status to be Paul the Chalos. V'chein adin b'chol kiddush hachodesh shetzarech rak beizin shel shloshel maisa kiddush. And every kiddush hachodesh, you need a beizin of three for the maisa kiddush, but the chalos hakiddush tolei dafka birushusan v'haskamasan shel beizin hagadol biru shalayim. So you can have three people doing it, but until you have the haskama of the Beis Din HaGadol B'Yerushalayim, it doesn't work. So the Rambam says, either the Sanhedrin does it, or Beis Din HaSmuchim Shanat Lam Sanhedrin Meshus. But it's totally in the Sanhedrin, it's totally in the Beis Din HaGadol. However, in the Rambam, the Ramban, in his Asagas on the Sefer HaMitzvus, he asks on the Rambam, how are they Makadesh, the Chodesh Beri'iya, Ad Yemos Abayi V'Rava? We paskin Shamakom Gorem, V'Shedina Nefashos Bitlu Mem Shanim Kodin L'Churban. We discussed this in other Shirim. Shtark Akash of the Ramban, how are they Makadesh, the Chodesh Tel Abayi and Rava? The Beis Din wasn't B'Makoman. And Dine Nefashos were already Batal 40 years before the Churban, they weren't in their place anymore. So the Fidas HaRamam, there you require Beis Din HaGadol L'Kiddush HaChodesh. How are they Makadish L'Chodesh after there was already a bittul of the Chalos Shem Sanhedrin Gedola? Another kash in the Rambam, Lama 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 HaChodesh B'Masnisen, why don't they enumerate Kiddush HaChodesh in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin on page 2a among those things that require Beis Din HaGadol, like Molchemes HaRashus, V'Irani Dachas? They require a Beis Din of 71. So why don't we also enumerate the Kiddush HaChodesh of the Beis Din HaGadol? That's also something you need 71 for. Kiddush HaChodesh, either them or their Haskama. So we have two kashas. How did they Makadish HaChodesh until Abayi and Rava, which is long after there was no longer a Beis Din HaGadol? And why don't we enumerate in the Mishnah these two things? Why don't we enumerate in the Mishnah the Kiddush HaChodesh among those things that require 71, just like Melchemes HaRashus, V'Irani Dachas? So it appears follows, says Soloveitchik, that the difference between the Din Sanhedrin HaGadola here and elsewhere, because that we require Sanhedrin HaGadola for the Chalos Kiddush HaChodesh, it's not Petara's Beis Din as a T'nai that's required that there should be dafka based in Shalayin Echad, but rather it's Din Knesset Yisrael, it's the Jewish people. That's a big yisod. I think we've discussed this in other public lectures. And that is that there's a Din of Knesset Yisrael, that for Kiddush HaChodesh we require Das V'Haskamas Rov Klal Yisrael V'Sanhedrin HaGedola Ar Shlucham U'Memale Mekomam Shel Kol Klal Yisrael Lenin HaSkama L'Kiddush HaChodesh. So for Kiddush HaChodesh we need the Das and the Haskama of most of Klal Yisrael, and the Sanhedrin HaGedola is like the Shliach, like the Memale Mekom of Klal Yisrael. They're coming as representatives of Klal Yisrael. So this is a different type of need for a Beis Din HaGadol, not how it's Beis Din HaGadol, but how it's representatives of Klal Yisrael. And Araya Barura for this Yisod is that here the Beis Din is representing Klal Yisrael is from the Tosefta on Sanhedrin, second chapter, in the sixth Mishnah. Shemung Amleir Berlezer Bratzadik Omer Main Marmitz Hashana Main Asan Kol Tzarchei Tzibur Elal Tanai Kedei Sheyakablu Rov HaTzibur Aleihem, that we're only Ma'abri Shana and do Tzarchei Tzibur Al Tanai, that the Tzibur should be agreeable. So B'Pashtus, it doesn't make sense. Where do we find that we require Das HaTzibur, that Tzibur should give their stamp of approval to what the Beis Din HaGadol is doing? But do we find that by Irani Dachas? Do we find that by Navi Sheker? You don't need the Haskama of the Tzibur. The Beis Din HaGadol is allowed to do whatever the Beis Din HaGadol wants to do. So why is that necessary here? So the answer is that by dinim that are talui in the Beis Din HaGadol, the Chalos Beis Din HaGadol Dafka, so then you don't need Haskama Sa'am. But here, it's not a Din Sanhedrin HaGadola B'Kiddush HaChodesh that Mitzad Din Beis Din HaGadol, but rather they are the Nitzigim, they are the representatives of Das Klal Yisrael. Because of this, the Haskama of the Rov HaTzibur is required, because the whole Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh is given Dafka to Klal Yisrael, and the Sanhedrin HaGadola are the Nitzigim, they are the representatives of Das HaKlal, and we require Shekol Ma'asem Yunasim Dafka V'Haskamas Rov HaTzibur. And that's what we say, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, that the Jewish people are Mekadesh Zmanim, that Be'emes Chalos Kiddush HaZmanim is Talui B'Das Klal Yisrael, and this is expressed through the Sanhedrin. And that's what it means, Mekadesh Yisrael, we're Mekadesh Zmanim. And when the Sanhedrin does it, then they're doing it as our representatives. And this Yisod, Shadas Kol Chachmei Yisrael, Efshel Shamish Kimimali Makal Madas Klal Yisrael, that the Chachamim can be representatives of Gans Klal Yisrael, as Kimat Mefurash in the Rambam in the Sefer HaYad. He writes about Kol Advarim Shebatalmud Bavli, Chayavim Kol Beis Yisrael Alechas Bahem, V'kofim Kol Ir V'ir V'chol Medina Medina Lino V'chol Eman Hagos Shenagu Chachamim Shebatalmud, V'ligzer G'zeirosam Alechas B'takanosam, Hovel V'chol Osan Advarim Shebatalmud Eskimu Aleim Kol Yisrael, V'osan HaChachamim Sheskinu Og Shegazro Shenhigo Shedanu Din V'lamdu Shemishpat Kachu, Heim Kol Chachmei Yisrael O Ruban, Heim Sheshamu HaKabalu B'Kriya Torah Kula, Ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So everything in the Talmud Bavli, all of the Jewish people have to go in them, and we force every city and every Medina to follow the Talmud. And since all of those things in the Talmud were agreed upon by all Yisrael, and those Chachamim that made the Takana, or the Gzeira, or the Anhaga, and learn that that's the Mishpat, that's the judgment, Heim kol chachmei Yisrael or Ruban, these are all the chachamim, or most of them, and they were the ones who heard the Kabbalah, Bikriya Torah Kulish Mepish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have the Talmud is chachmei Yisrael, and it was muskam, it was agreed upon by chachmei Yisrael. it was agreed upon by Chachmei Yisrael, by Klal Yisrael. So you see this Yisrael, that since Klal Yisrael, Chachmei Yisrael, are representing Klal Yisrael, once we have the agreement of Klal Yisrael, so what the Chachmei Yisrael say is Mikoach, that they're representing Klal Yisrael. And that's how Kiddush HaChodesh works. That it's the Chachmei Yisrael who are representing the Klal. And according to this Yisod, a raya for this Yisod, that Beis Din is Kedas Klal Yisrael, we can bring from the Inyan of Kibush HaRabim. Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Malachim, Malach Vav, all the lands that the Jewish people capture, Al Pi Beis HaNagadol, is considered a Kibush HaRabim. And it's like Eretz Yisrael that Yoshua was Kovesh. And that is after they captured the rest of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rambam Malachim 5:6. So when the Rambam here at L'chora is talking about the Beis Din HaGadol, when he says the Eretz Shekovshin Yisrael B'melech Al Pi Beis Din, Hareza Kibush Rabim, it's called Kibush Rabim, and that has the status of Eretz Yisrael. When they capture land, he's talking about the Beis Din HaGadol. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumas 1:3, the lands that David HaMelech captured in Chutz Laretz, like Aram Naharaim and Aram Tzova, and Achle V'chayotze Behem, even though he was a Melech Yisrael, and was Al Pi Beis Din HaGadol, it's not Ke'eretz Yisrael, the whole davar, because he captured it before he captured all of Eretz Yisrael. First you take care of Eretz Yisrael proper, and then you can capture from Chutz Laretz. So here the Rambam writes that it's tolerating the Beis Din HaGadol. So for, in order for there to be a proper Chalos Kibush, there has to be a Beis Din HaGadol. If you need the Beis Din HaGadol, why isn't that enumerated among those things at the beginning of Sanhedrin that you need a Beis Din HaGadol for? And not only that, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Trumas 1:2 that Eretz Yisrael Amor B'chol Mokom Eretz Shekovesh Oseh Melech Yisrael Oshofet Onavi Midas Rov Yisrael. Here he says Das Rov Yisrael, and he says that's called Kibush Rabim, but he doesn't mention Beis Din HaGadol. So the answer is that also there, Legabe Kibush, just like by Kiddush HaChodesh, the Beis Din HaGadol is not required B'Torah's Beis Din, rather B'Torah's Shluchei O'Memalei Mokom. They are just representing Klal Yisrael. This is to be Al Das Rabim. What does it mean, Al Das Rabim? Al Das Rabim is the Beis Din HaGadol, because the Beis Din HaGadol is representing Das Rabim. And therefore, it's not enumerated among those things that require Beis Din HaGadol, because those things that require Beis Din HaGadol are only B'Torah's Beis Din, not B'Torah's Netzigim of Klal Yisrael, the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Why don't we mention in the Mishnah Kiddush HaChodesh among those things that require Beis Din HaGadol? Because the Mishnah is enumerating those things that are B'Torah's Beis Din, but Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't need Beis Din, B'Torah's Beis Din, rather B'Torah's Das HaKlal. And Beis Din are only the Shluchei HaKlal. And that's why you need the Nasi, because he is the leader, and he's the Manik Hador, and the Das HaKlal is expressed in the Nasi. And with this, maybe we can also answer the kasha of the Ramban on the Rambam, who asked, how are they Makadish Lechodesh until Abayin Rava? Mikan Shamakum Gorim, they have to be in the right place. And there was certainly no Sanhedrin for many years, already 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin was no longer there. So how are we talking so many years after by Abayin Rava? So the answer is that Tamakum Gorim, only those dinim that are Mipas Din based in Hagadol, Mashen Ken Kan, that we require Sanhedrin Hagadolah, Kimemale Makom Shal Knesset Yisrael, Shal Yidea Sanhedrin Mitbatei Dat Klal Yisrael. So here we're not talking Medine Beis Din, here we're talking Medine representatives of Klal Yisrael. So for that, that's not Tali B'Makom Goreim, that's not Tali in the Lishkas HaGozis, and it could be their Das could be Das Klal Yisrael even after their Golem in Makoman. And that's why the Rambam was Medakdek to write in Ochaz Kiddush HaChodesh 5:3. Another Rambam's medactic to say that the Kfiyas HaChodesh in the Moadim is totally be based in Kavua Sheberetz Yisrael. V'lav dafka b'sanhedrin or b'beizdin hagadol. And the pshat is that this koach to express the das haklal was given to the Chachmei HaMesora. So if there's a Sanhedrin, so they're the Chachmei HaMesora, and the das haklal is totally behem. But even if there's no Sanhedrin, as long as there are Chachamim who have the Shem Chachmei HaMesora and are based in Kavun Eretz Yisrael, so that they can express the das haklal. And the Iker Tzeruf of the Klal is Dafkan Eretz Yisrael, like the famous Yisod, the Maral, the Avni Nezer, the Rogatchover, the Babich Rebbe, they all discuss the Yisod. Rav Varman has a very beautiful article about it. The Yisod that Eretz Yisrael binds everybody together, so therefore it has to be Dafkan Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there's quite a bit more to say about this, of course. So I'm hoping that Hashem will give us life and health, and that we'll be zochah to continue, and we will see more and more and more neflos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. This was Mamish Givaldik. Thank you so much for listening. We should be zochah to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.